Finally, it's summertime, and in addition to perhaps going to the Comic-Con, many of us will be headed to the theater to beat the heat and catch a movie or two. But before you buy your popcorn, you might want to check your political correctness at the door, because some of the season's biggest blockbusters may offend as much as they entertain. The new Transformers movie is taking heat for its jive-talking, if we can say that, twin robots. Many critics have decried them as stereotypical black male thugs. Coming out tomorrow is the new film Bruno, starring Sacha Baron Cohen. He's already famous for that controversial Borat character. Now he's playing Bruno, who is a flamboyant, gay, Austrian television reporter. And some people see it either as smart social commentary or a gay minstrel show. So joining me to talk about these varying perspectives are Eric Dagans. He's TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times in Florida. He joins us from St. Petersburg. Also with us is Armand White. He's the chief film critic for the New York Press. He's the chairman of the New York Film Critics Circle, and he joins us on the phone from New York. Welcome. Thank you both.
Hello, Michelle.
Glad to be here.
Eric, let me start with you. You recently took your children to see Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen. I'm going to play a short clip with two of the characters. These are the twin robots, Skids and Mudflap. They've drawn a lot of criticism on the blogs and in some of the film critics in the papers. Here they are. They're talking about to the lead film, the lead character played by Shia LaBeouf. Here it is.
Hey, you know the glyphs? The symbols that have been rattling around in my head?
Ooh, that's old school, yo. That's the Cybertronian. Oh, that's some serious stuff.
They gotta mean something, like a message or like a map. Like a map to an energon source. Can you read this?
We don't really do much reading. Not so much.
Well, if you can't read it, we gotta find somebody who can.
That was Shia LaBeouf, by the way. I'm sorry about that. So, Eric, funny or offensive?
Not particularly funny to me. What's interesting to me about some of these stereotypes is how enduring they are in film and television. And they tend to crop up when we think we've got this whole thing licked. You know, we've inaugurated a black president. We're in a post-racial society. So all of a sudden, it's cool to create these comical characters who just happen to sound like young black males, don't like to read, and fight all the time. It's just I found it particularly irritating because these characters don't really have a lot to do with the story. I'm reminded of Jar Jar Binks, which is also a controversial character from the Star Wars films. They're incidental to the story. They're supposed to be comic relief, and yet somehow they wind up sort of the crystallization of all these awful stereotypes that we have about black people.
So I'm just going to push you for a minute. Annoying can be different than racist. So do you think that they are racist?
I think that they're insensitive. Racist is a really strong term. What I think they've done is they've tried to create these characters that feel like some sort of reflection of sort of a modern hip-hop sensibility as a comic relief. And I think at some point in the process, you would have hoped that somebody tapped director Michael Bay on the shoulder and said, hey, look, you know, these robots seem like young black men. Mm-hmm. but either somebody did that and he disregarded it, or they didn't realize it until they were so far in the process they were committed to it.
Okay. Armand, funny or racist, or what's your take?
Well, I thought it was not especially funny, but I did think they were cute. And I'd like to remind viewers and listeners that Michael Bay, who is the director of the movies Bad Boys and Bad Boys 2, is quite conversant with black slang, black humor, particularly hip-hop slang and humor, and he's got a sense of humor about it. And I think he understands, or he expects his audience, who are familiar with his work, would get it, and get it without being offended by it. It's funny to me, though, that people take this to be a black stereotype when the lingua franca of pop culture today comes from hip-hop, and those hip-hop stereotypes, if we can say hip-hop stereotypes without implying any kind of ethnicity, are common among black children, black youth, as well as Asian youth, Latino youth, white youth in America.
Do you think it's the robot aspect that takes it, that deracializes it?
I think the robot aspect makes it inoffensive, helps to make it inoffensive, but it's basically funny. I think most young people would get it. I think only...
But get what? What are they getting?
Would get the humor. Would get the fact that this is how kids and those the twin Autobot characters are supposed to be kids.
I don't get why it is that they don't read. What? I don't get that. Why is it that they have to... Not, I mean, obviously, it's, you know, an artist can do whatever he wants with his film. But you know what I mean? I think that's the thing that particularly, I think, pushes people's buttons. Because as you said, the lingua franca can be, hip-hop is the is a global phenomenon. But the...
Well, I wasn't, the idea of them not reading didn't affect me one way or another. I read them as characters who were full of energy, full of misdirected energy, mischievous as kids often are.
Okay.
And I'm always a little careful about trying to assign the term racist to movie characters who are not human beings.
Sure, let's move on to another.
I would just pop in and say, number one, just because something's insensitive doesn't mean it can't be entertaining. And I think part of the problem with stereotypes is that often they are very entertaining, and that's why it's so hard to deal with them. And I think to pretend that hip hop culture is not a product of Black culture, and say that because a lot of white people like it, it's not a product and a symbol of Black culture, is also misdirected.
Let's talk about another film that's stirring up criticism and praise. It hasn't come out to the public yet. It will this weekend. But Armand, you wrote about Sacha Baron Cohen's new film, Bruno, and he stars as the flamboyantly gay Austrian fashion reporter who comes to the U.S. to interview people for his television show. I'm going to play a short clip. Here he is at boot camp.
What's up with the scarf?
That is like, it's my own thing.
Let me introduce you to somebody. Captain Miles!
Stand at the position of attention, candidate. That is not part of the uniform, candidate. You need to take that off.
This outfit is too matchy-matchy, as it is. And so I was just trying to break it up with some simple horizontal lines.
Do you have an attitude, candidate? Do we detect an attitude?
Everything
do
we
detect an attitude.
She's got an attitude.
What?
Sir, officer candidate, you just called me
Get out, candidate.
Do it!
Now! What type belt is that, candidate? What is that?
D&G.
What is D&G?
Dolce & Gabbana. Hello?
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 Armin, funny or offensive?
Offensive and not very funny at all. I think we're in bad shape here when it comes to what people call political humor. Since I think with Borat and Sacha Baron Cohen's other alter ego, Ali G, and now with Bruno, he isn't a comic with a real sense of politics. What he is a form of ambush artist, and I find that particularly offensive. Whether his subject is left wing or right wing politics, whether it's Asian or rather Muslim politics, or whether it's gay politics or gay behavior, I think he's not funny. I think he's just an offensive opportunist comic.
Eric. Funny
well,
or
I
offensive?
Mean, what's weird about it is it could be both. It could be funny and offensive. And in a weird way, that's the point. What is different to me about Bruno, and I will allow that I have not seen the film. I've only seen clips of it. What is interesting to me about this film is that the whole point of this character and the whole point of what Sacha Baron Cohen is doing with the character is to get in people's faces with the most offensive stereotypes about gay people that he can embody in one character, and then put them into situations where he thinks that it might start trouble with people who aren't aware of what he's doing. And in that fission, in that reaction, in that combustibility, I think he's hoping to get both humor, and he's also hoping to reveal something about the people that he's interacting with. Now, you can judge whether or not he's actually done that. I mean, I think what the reviews are saying about the movie is that he hasn't really done that. Mm-hmm. What he's done is create a really offensive character and just kind of put him in these situations that are not funny and don't reveal anything. I think there's a difference between that and creating characters as comic relief that just happen to be stereotypical.
Well, I see what you're saying. And Armin, I'm going to give you the last word because I gave Eric the first word. I think what Eric is saying is that Bruno is conscious social commentary, whereas Transformers seems to contain these mundane, unintentional stereotypes. I'm going to give you the last word on Bruno. And I also want to know if you can engage that in the minute we have left, is why do these movies, Transformers is already very successful, took in $300 million already. Bruno is anticipated to do well as well. Why do these movies do well?
Well, I would say immediately that instead of responding to what the film is as a media item, if one actually sees the film, you understand it's not It's not what Sacha Baron Cohen intends to do that is important. It's what he actually does. And what he simply actually does, in fact, is ridicule and humiliate people. It's as simple as that. I think that audiences respond to Transformer in the enormous way they have because it is a work of art. It has aesthetic qualities, which Sacha Baron Cohen's movies never, ever have. Mm. And it's entertaining. Transformers is entertaining in a way that's almost astonishing. People respond to it honestly without bringing in unnecessary political correctness.
Forgive me, we have to leave it there. I thank you both. Armin White is the chief film critic for the New York Press, is the chairman of the New York Film Critics Circle. Eric Dagans is the TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times. I thank you both so much.
Thank you.
That's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More.